I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Endorsed Hartford Democrat Luke Bronin has beaten incumbent Mayor Pedro Segarra in a primary battle that all but guarantees he'll be the next person sworn in to run Connecticut's capital city. Mayor Segarra conceded the race about 2 hours after the polls closed, having gotten what he said was just 46% of the vote. And as he gave his public concession, perhaps fitting of a mayor who's been criticized for not having his acts together, Segarra had to project his voice over the din of the Republican presidential debate on the screen behind him.
And I have called my opponent to concede his success tonight. But I want to tell you that in a very strong and special way, we too have succeeded.
Segarra was at a Front Street gathering place. A few blocks away, Bronin hugged his way through the crowd, and his first words to the microphone were, "We did it."
Tonight, thanks to your hard work, to your dedication, and to your belief that this city's best days are ahead, I am proud. I am so proud, deeply honored to stand as the Democratic nominee for mayor in the city of
Bronin thanked Segarra, who hasn't yet decided whether to continue the fight in the general election.
You ran a hard, spirited campaign, and although we've had our differences, I will never question your love and commitment to this city.
Then, as a white man having soundly defeated the city's second Latino mayor, Bronin stressed the city's diversity.
We are one small city. African American, West Indian, Puerto Rican, Peruvian, Dominican, Bosnian, Albanian, Irish, Italian, Polish, Indian, Guyanese, Brazilian, and on, we are one city.
Segarra first took office after the resignation of then-Mayor Eddie Perez in 2010. He then won his own four-year term in 2011, and while he had some high-profile successes, such as the downtown minor league ballpark under construction, he also got to be known as a nice guy who was an inadequate manager and who had a troubled relationship with the governor and the state. In July, Bronin, a Greenwich-raised lawyer who most recently served as general counsel to Governor Daniel Malloy, won the endorsement of the city's Democratic Town Committee, and now he's won the city's Democratic primary. But Bronin is still new to city politics, and that was clear when minutes after he finished his remarks and everyone had started crowding the bar, Bronin went back to the microphone. In his remarks, he had overlooked the members of his slate and an advocacy organization, the Voices of Women of Color, which is to say this: don't forget to thank the people who got you there. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.